Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovex here. Mishneh Yomi, pre-recorded for Shabbat Tazriah Metzora, is in chapter 4 of Avodah Zarah, Mishnah 4 and 5. Avodah Zarah shel Oved Kochavim, an idol that belongs to an idolater. Asura Miyad, it is forbidden as soon as he makes it. He makes his own idol from scratch, and we assume, what does a good idolater do once he's made it? Well, he's going to worship it immediately. That's what he's going to do. V'shel Yisrael, but what if a Jew builds an idol? Now, that's forbidden, that's not actually allowed, and someone could get malchus for this, as we learned recently in Masechet Makot and the Daf Yomi. But if a Jew does make an idol, eina asura, it's not actually forbidden as an idol, ad shetabed, unless he or somebody else worships it. Because even though an idolater, a full-fledged pagan, he might make an idol and say, oh great, a new idol, and bow to it immediately, a Jew is going to have second thoughts. He's not necessarily going to pray to this thing. You might remember Hashem, you might remember Shema Yisrael, and it's an amazing mussar. Even if you're going down the wrong path, if we remember Hashem and the loyalty of the Jewish people to our Creator, there's a really good chance that even though we're doing something wrong, we can turn it around. Now, who can mevatel, can deny the kedusha, it's not really kedusha, of the idol? Oved kochavim mevatel avodah zarah shelo v'shel chavero, a pagan can nullify his own idol and the idol belonging to a fellow pagan. V'Yisrael einu mevatel avodah zarah shel oved kochavim. A Jew cannot mevatel the idol of a pagan. And what's not mentioned is an idol built by a Jew, nobody can be mevatel it. That would have to be ground up to dust and thrown into the Yam HaMelech, so no one can have any hana from that. And one detail of bitul here, the Mishnah ends, ha-mevatel avodah zarah bitul mishom sheha. If you nullify the main idol itself, then the accessories also become permitted. But converse, bitul mishom sheya, if you just nullify the accessories used with the idol, mishom sheya mutarin, those become allowed. Vehi asura, the idol is still exists in its state of not being usable. Mishnah hey, ketzod mivatla, how could you be mivatal an idol? For example, kata rosh ozno, cut off the tip or the lobe of the ear. Rosh Chodmo, cut off the tip of his nose. Rosh Etzba, cut off the tip of a finger. It's funny, I had to ask a Shiloh once, because some old family member gave us a little statuette of the fiddler on the roof. And, you know, it's not an idol, it's just a cute tchotchke, as they call it. So I asked the rabbi, I said, is there any concern about this? He says, listen, it's not an idol, no one's going to come to your house and daven to it and pray to it, but if you want to feel safe, take a Dremel or take a file and just file off a fingertip or an earlobe or something. Back in the Mishnah, or Pehasa, he bangs it in, like takes a hammer to the face of the idol, afal pi shelo chisra, even though nothing's missing, like it's a metal idol and he pounds it in and now the face isn't visible, but all the metal's still there, bitla, that does work as bitl, even though nothing was cut off. Rokak bifanefi, spits in front of his idol, or hishtin bifanea, uses the restroom in front of the idol, gerara, drags it on the floor, zorik batetsoa, throws excrement at it, harezu einu batela, it's still an idol. Because these are behaviors that pagans sometimes get upset with their idols. When their idols don't come through for them, then they get mad at their idols and they punish them. And actually someone told me there was a church with these icons, these like pictures of saints or whatever it is. And when the saint in charge of the rain didn't do his job and the rain didn't come, they'd lock that icon up in the basement for punishment. It's really bizarre. I mean, Baruch Shalom Sani Goy, thank God we're Jewish and we don't, yeah. Finally, the Mishnah mentions, Mechora, what if he sold his idol, O Mishkana, or he got a loan using his idol as the security deposit? Rebbe Omer Bittel, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi says, yeah, he's selling his idol, it means he doesn't hold it holy anymore, he's willing to get money for it. Chachamim Amrim Lo Bittel. The other sages say, nah, he wants to buy his idol back when he gets the money. In the Gemara, there's a discussion where they would agree if he's selling his idol to a guy who melts down metal statues in order for the raw material, yeah, he definitely wants to get rid of the idol. Shor Kochachem, Shabbat Shalom.